It's time for your daily dose of empowerment and encouragement from the Lord. The Daily Devotional with your host, Arif Bradley, starts now.
2 Samuel 9, 1 through 8 says, David asked, "Is there anyone still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Now there was a servant of Saul's household named Ziba. They summoned him to appear before the king, and the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" "At your service," he replied. The king asked, "Is there no one still alive from the household of Saul to whom I can show God's kindness?" Ziba answered the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan. He is lame in both feet." "Where is he?" the king asked. Ziba answered, "He is at the house of Machir, son of Amiel, in Lodabar." So King David had him brought from Lodabar, from the house of Machir, son of Amiel. When Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David, he bowed down to pay him honor. David said, "Mephibosheth, at your service," he replied. "Don't be afraid," David said to him, "for I will surely show kindness for the sake of your father, Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table." Mephibosheth bowed down and said, "What is your servant that you should notice a dead dog like me?" This passage of scripture speaks of the incredible honor and humility of David, that he would seek to regard Mephibosheth for the sake of his covenant with his father, Jonathan. Jonathan loved David as a brother, and earlier in the book of 1 Samuel, David swore to Jonathan that he would take care of his family if he were to die. But it is not the stellar leadership and honor of David that is the center of my focus this morning, but the manner in which Mephibosheth considered himself. Back in 2 Samuel chapter 4, we learn the story of how Mephibosheth came to be lame in the first place. Abner had died, and Saul and all of Israel became nervous as a result. As Mephibosheth's nurse went to flee to prevent him from being killed, in her haste, she dropped him, and the Bible says he fell and became lame from that point on. Of course, we know among the prominent events in this same chapter in this story is the death of Saul's son Ishbosheth. So now in our text today, Mephibosheth asks of David, "What is your servant that you should notice a dead dog like me?" And this is so customary of humankind to have a bad experience in life and then to subsequently define ourselves by the unfortunate event in our lives, as if the event that happened to us defines or makes us who we are. While the things in which we go through are indeed learning experiences, we are not what we've been through or what happened to us. Glory to God. I don't care the sickness you might have faced or be facing, or the bruises and scars that life has left you with as a result of bad experiences. You are not what happened to you, and you are not what you have been through. Glory to God. You are to only be identified as a child of the Most High God, who says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. That's how God defines you, despite what happened to you and what you've been through. But this presents the biggest problem in our humanity. We are not ourselves. We belong to God. And since we belong to God, we can't even give definition to ourselves. In aligning ourselves with the word and will of God, we can only identify as and with who God says we are only. That means that what God says trumps even what I think and feel about myself. And that's a completely yielded vessel. And just like Mephibosheth, because you are God's child, people will want to form relationships with and cover you for the sake of who your father is. Glory to God. David said, is there anyone left in Saul's house who I can show kindness to for Jonathan's sake, who is the father of Mephibosheth? And we've got to learn to walk in the favor that our father has provided to us. We don't have any merit on our own account, but oh, when you consider who your father is, doors that closed in your face will have to reopen because of who your father is. I'm telling you, when you recognize who your father is and the power he has over every created being, visible and invisible, it'll make you walk different and talk different. Even if you fell and became lame, that doesn't change your position as a son or daughter of the Most High God. You can't identify yourself by what you've been through, but you've got to identify yourself based on who your father is. Glory to God. David found Mephibosheth in Lodabar, which means a place of no pasture, meaning it's a place of wilderness. It's very desolate and isolated. But Mephibosheth had to come out of Lodabar. And I don't know this morning what your Lodabar may be, that place of no pasture that feels like a wilderness, making you feel all alone and even empty inside. But it's time to come out of Lodabar. Mephibosheth was lame, probably hiding out of fear of being killed, being the only one from Saul's family left, and probably felt like the scum of the earth. But it doesn't matter how you feel or what you faced. When God says it's time to come out, you've got to come out. And you're not coming out because of any goodness of your own. Sin demanded justice, and the justice of sin is death. But it is because of the finished work of Jesus at Calvary, you don't have to live in your Lodabar, because he went to Golgotha's hill that you could dwell forever in his unmerited favor. Glory to God. You ought to just lift up your hands and open up your mouth and say, I am not what I've been through. I can walk in the favor and fullness of life because of who my father is. Glory to God. Let's pray together. Dear God, you are a faithful father who called us out of the darkness of a Lodabar situation into your marvelous light. We're not going back, and we will not live in the shadow of what happened or who happened to us yesterday. We've got unmerited, undeserved favor because of who our Father is, and we will walk in that favor because it is our inheritance as sons and daughters of the Most High God. In Jesus' name we pray, so be it. Amen and amen. Glory to God. You are not what you've been through. Glory to God. So walk in the favor that your Father has provided. Remember, it's up to you to make it a great day. I look forward to talking to you and seeing you again on tomorrow morning. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional with Arif Bradley. Prayerfully, you've been encouraged by something that was said. Please be sure to encourage your family and friends to subscribe for a daily dose of empowerment every day. If you've been encouraged by something you've heard, you're invited to go to arifgbradley.com to sow that the ministry may continue. Be sure to follow on all platforms, including Facebook at Arif Bradley, Instagram at Arif G. Bradley, on Twitter at Arif G. Bradley, and on YouTube at Arif G. Bradley.